government, music, art, health, science, theology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence with Prince, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this March the 10th on the West Coast, now March the 11th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. Nice to have all of you listening to us on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world, regardless of the time. I know some stations actually broadcast the show at various times in the day in different parts of the world. Also, we would like to welcome those listening in on Blog Talk Radio, and ditto applies. Well, we've had some very interesting things happen around the country recently. Lots of sightings of vehicles from other parts of the galaxy, we'll say. I'm going to share something with you. A couple of nights ago, it may have even been last Friday, when I did a show with Dr. Atru Ott, I misspoke and misquoted a date. I cited an incident that took place in the skies over Ohio and parts of Canada in the Toronto area on August 25th. Of 2009. I misspoke and said August 18th. So before anybody wanted to jump down my throat about that, I decided to correct that error. And the reason why is because someone got some film of some craft flying over Lake Erie, and it was broadcast on Fox 8, which is a channel in Cleveland, Ohio. And, of course, they have to add their special effects to it, and they took some music from the X-Files as their introduction. Kind of a sloppy, hurried production, if you ask me. Those of you who know my music production background, we have audio in the right channel. The voice comes on in the left channel, and it's all over the place. I haven't had a chance to, like, fix it up. I took it directly off of the Fox 8 website. Anybody that wants to read some of the ridiculous comments made by people can certainly go to Fox 8, and that's the number 8, the digit, .com, Fox8.com, and the story is called UFOs Over Lake Erie with a question mark on the end, and I'm going to play that clip for you right now.
It's the unknown, captured on camera time and time again. But this time, Eugene Ehrlich says this is proof that something is eerie over Lake Erie.
That absolutely nothing we have on this earth even looks like that.
Eugene says this is what he saw with his friends over the weekend from his house in Euclid. And whatever it is, it appeared more than once. In fact, he says the lights have reappeared 5 nights in a row over the east side.
It was such a brilliant beam of different lights. It was going red, yellow, green, blue, and it was never the same color. It was like it was pulsating.
The unidentified flying objects are just that, unidentified. No one knows what they are, including the 20-year-old student who admits it's hard to believe. And Carla Jackson is a non-believer.
I mean, we're not too far from Canada. It could have been a light show over there or something. Somebody playing.
I mean, once you see it with your own eyes, you're going to say, wow, what's going on here? And why do they keep coming back in the same spot?
So it's not the first time someone said they saw something over the skies of Cleveland. You may recall just a few years ago, a group of people downtown said they saw what they thought was a UFO right over Key Tower. This is the online video from 2007, which shows something over the building. And according to the National UFO Reporting Center, many additional sightings in Cleveland have been made in the past.
Camera trick. I have to be there to actually see it.
Carla may get the chance, because Eugene says after 5 nights, whatever it is seems to be sticking around.
Why? Why are they there? Why do they keep coming back the same time, the same area? There's absolutely no reason.
In Cleveland, Mark Zinni, Fox 8 News.
Now, what I find interesting is that they interviewed a person that knows nothing about the topic, number one, and that is sort of to give the opposing viewpoint. Let me tell you, I got a glimpse of this. I didn't actually see the broadcast live, and I downloaded the tape, and you just heard the audio of that. But you can see a white glowing craft. The craft glows sort of like a fluorescent light. That is the signature of the craft that belonged to the United Galactic Federation. I have seen those craft many, many times, and this was just another event. I knew instantly who was in one of the craft. There were four craft there, and there is a portion of the video, for those of you who haven't seen it, where there are multicolored lights because the camera is moving around. Those are tracers that are created when a video camera is not fixed and still on the subject, especially at night with bright lights. The craft didn't have colored lights underneath them. If they did, they weren't turned on. I'll say that much. And you can see clearly that it's discs flying over the lake. Now, why would someone be doing a light show in Canada? That's preposterous, what the young lady said. And I feel sorry for her ignorance on the subject, and even sorrier for Channel 8 News in Cleveland for even going that route. But you see, that's what propaganda's about, folks. You want to call us truthers? Well, we have to call them liars. That's the only thing. We're putting out the truth, and they don't want it out. And you got a sampling of that. Now, if you go to fox8news.com, you can view the video for yourself. It's there. I got confirmation and permission from General Jeremiah of the United Galactic Federation to report this incident to the whole world that, yes, they were there, and they were examining the underground base that I knew that was the source of numerous planes on August 25th, 2009, that catapulted into the sky, lit up like Christmas trees in broad daylight because they were using anti-gravity technology. And there was a galactic space event that was going on. There was a battle going on in space. And so I bring that to you. The proof is coming out. The proof is coming out. And I would like to say, wish a good evening or good day, depending on where they are around the planet, to the United Galactic Federation, and thank them for the great work that they are doing around the world, rescuing people in earthquakes, attending to them medically, giving them food and water, and lifting buildings off of people that would be left to die had they not been there. They've rescued thousands of people, and they've not received credit for that. So that's our opening for tonight, and we're going to continue this topic as to who's behind the cover-up and who's behind the lies. Today's guest hosts his own website, and it's one of the top websites in the whole world, educate-yourself.org. He is a researcher, a journalist, a metaphysician, and our good friend, Mr. Ken Adachi. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Don. I always appreciate having these chats together. Thank you very much.
Well, Ken, what's your impression of what you heard? Of course, you hear the spin of the media.
Yeah, right. You know, there's people on this planet that are at different levels of awareness and understanding of the topic of extraterrestrials and alien spacecraft, etc. To me, it's not a very important news event. I think it's old hat. Essentially, it was somewhat exciting to hear reports of this sort of stuff, perhaps in the 1960s. Because you know, we really didn't know the story of the let's say alien presence on Earth, but today we're aware of this for a long time. So I know you have seen spacecraft like this on numerous occasions, up close and personal. And I've spotted, I've seen some crafts here since we've been in California. And it's interesting, but it's, to me, it's not terribly big deal. I think what's probably far more important is the alien groups who are here for dark purposes that we should be more concerned about rather than continuing this, you know, unnecessary and foolish denial of the existence of alien spacecraft. We've been seeing them, you know, since the late 1940s, and it's going on 63 years now. It shouldn't continue to be such a, knee-jerk denial that you get from so many people. I'm sure, of course, a lot of people aren't in denial and don't find it surprising or shocking, et cetera.
I'm chuckling right now because I'm thinking of the comment that the young lady made.
Yeah.
It must have been a light show. First of all.
Yeah. Well, I guess they sort of need to put somebody up like that who's clearly, you know, ignorant of the facts. So she's reaching into her denial bag. You know, this is what people in denial do. They reach for absurd justifications.
Yeah, conclusions.
Conclusions, right. So.
And I would add that Lake Erie is frozen, by the way. So one would question then, who would be putting on the light show and why would they be putting it on? I mean, come on, mm-hmm. let's get real here. And that they would even air that is absurd. It's totally absurd.
Yeah. In this case, you were told by General Jeremiah that those particular craft were his, was part of his
and
group.
I might add, too, Ken, that he stressed that we would be seeing their craft a lot more. They were in.
Yeah, that's, yes, he mentioned that. And it fits with a general pattern of increased sightings. We've said this before, but the government of this country and other countries of the world are following, let's say, a scheduled script of gradual, admitting to the alien presence on Earth. And we're going to experience very soon now, not in 10 or 15 or 20 years, but probably, who knows, within a year or two or so. There's going to be a recognition, let's say, by the government. They'll have some sort of big deal press conference and news items, et cetera. Yes, there are aliens. Yes, they're here. Yes, we've been in communication with them. Yes, we're talking with them. Yes, we couldn't reveal it earlier because we were national security. Public safety, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the to serve man story.
Will probably be coupled with it. It's all planned.
Yeah.
It's all planned because the script was written long ago. And now the time for the coming out, the alien coming out, is ripening greatly. So I think we'll see probably admitting to it. It'll be a very dramatic deal, I'm sure, and they'll dress it up with a lot of drama and Hollywood effects, and make it sound like it's the second coming, and it'll be a big deal.
Yeah. Now I know you want to get right into our topic, and we're going to address who's behind this.
Yes.
I want to preface what you're going to say with another comment that I got, and basically I've stressed to the general that my intuition, my discernment tells me that the problems that we're facing here on Earth and in light of what you're going to bring to the table tonight, mm-hmm. and we've done this on other shows, but this is going to go to a new dimension, I feel. We're taking it to new heights, mm-hmm. no pun intended. Mm-hmm. These problems have existed in other parts of the world, other parts of the solar system and the galaxy and even the universe. Evil is not just here on this planet. It's all over our galaxy. However, amongst the planets that are similar to the Earth, I don't think anybody matches the level of evil that's occurring right now here. And if you could talk to the general or anyone else in the Federation, they would tell you the same thing. They've been studying this planet for a long time, and they've seen everything you can imagine, and they're amazed at the new devices that they're able to invent to go further into the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a change going on, and I want to allude to this quickly so I don't take up all of your time here. There have been reports about things happening around the sun. There are reports that there are two planets now circling around the sun, and these sightings are being made by various amateur and professional astronomers with high-powered telescopes. They're able to discern two round objects that have been circling the sun. They're not staying in one given position. And I've had numerous discussions with scientist inventor Jim Murray on this show, and you and many others, about what's occurring around the universe, and particularly in our galaxy. We're being affected by massive changes in energy. And the sun is the source of our light, our warmth, and really information that comes to us in the form of light. We discern that it's light, but there's a lot of change going on. And I suspected that the general flow of the energy on the sun has changed. It's turning in the opposite direction. So if you picture a vortex turning clockwise, it's now turning counterclockwise. Or you could say the poles of the sun have flipped. And these two sightings around the sun are large craft. And I guessed, just in a conversational mode, I estimated that they were at least 1,000 miles wide, that these are vehicles. And these are universal vehicles. These come from outside of our solar system, outside of our galaxy, from a much higher realm. And they are there basically to mitigate or to regulate the energy that's coming in through the universal grid to this area. And the reverse spin of this energy is to counteract all this evil and raise the vibration of this planet and the living creatures on it. And so I think we are witnessing, this has been some time now, I couldn't tell you exactly how long, but in the recent weeks and maybe even the past couple of months this has been going on, these craft were measured by the Federation, estimated to be about 1,150 miles in diameter. So I wasn't far off in my estimation. And I've only seen a few photos. So I preface what you're going to say with those remarks.
Wow, yes. Well, that is a remarkable call on your part for you to guesstimate that it was 1,000 miles in diameter, and you got a confirmed measurement of 1,150. That's remarkable. So kudos to you for coming. I, until you told me about this today, I was not aware of the presence of these, objects around the sun. I simply have been attending to work here, and I haven't had the chance to peruse any stories on the internet, etc. So I simply didn't know until you told me today. So it's very interesting to find this out.
Now, on the heels of the Chilean earthquake, there's a scientist from NASA that came out and said that 6 millionths of a second have been lost from the day. day. The day is shortened by 6 millionths. And what that equates to is over a period of a year, something like 3 seconds. Well, that's the day. What about the night? Doesn't the night get longer then? You know, I mean, let's think outside the box for a second here, you know. And if that's the case, if time is less, then time is speeding up. That's all it is. Is it really lost? Time is, in a sense, part of this whole illusion. And it serves the purpose of allowing us to experience, measure experience from one moment to the next. But is it really lost? I don't think so. I think it's really an absurd deduction on a part of a NASA scientist. It's probably to be expected. But please go ahead now. I know you want to tackle a few topics.
Yeah, well, anyway, you know, the idea of a 1,000-foot diameter spacecraft or a 1,000-mile diameter spacecraft, it's beyond the, you know, such a large craft is beyond the notions that we, you know, at least the civilian world, here, think it's, you know, how do you build a craft 1,000 miles across? Well, there are other civilizations who, maybe, you know, that for them 1,000 mile or 1,150 mile diameter craft is not beyond their technical means. And they can make such a large craft because they undoubtedly have construction methodologies that are far advanced to what we imagine. So it's fascinating to imagine, you know, to see something that large. If you remember the, what was it, the Spielberg movie, what was it called, Visit of the Fourth Kind, or...
Close Encounters.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Well, anyway, somewhere...
Third Kind.
Somewhere in the beginning of the film there, somewhere along the line, you see this huge UFO at a very low altitude coming over a city. Can you imagine what a 1,000-mile diameter vehicle would look like coming over a city?
It would really 150 mile.
Yeah, right. I mean, just even 150 mile, but 1,000 miles, it'd really be something. Okay. Well, anyway, we have to be more concerned about the aliens themselves who are on a destructive path, rather than ships. Our concern needs to be for the survival of the human race on this planet. We brought up this topic the last time we talked, but we'll continue it and go into a little bit more depth. We have to be concerned about, and take steps to thwart the takeover of this planet by the reptilian aliens. They're dedicated to taking over this planet. They're dedicated to destroying the vast bulk of humanity, whatever remnant of humanity that will remain. They'll not be 100% humans like we have today, but rather it'll be human reptilian hybrids. This takeover is in process. We mentioned last time that this reptilian group that we're talking about, specifically, they refer to themselves as Dracos, you know, Draconians from a planet, Dracos. They destroyed their own planet, much as the Greys, the Zeta Reticulans, did, you know, a considerable amount of time ago. And in the case of Zeta Reticula, the Zeta Reticulans, it was easily 2 million years ago. They engaged in unceasing war, nuclear war, on their planet. They poisoned their planet to the point that they could no longer live on the surface of the planet. So they had to live under the planet, and they did for a long time. And eventually, they left in their craft, and they wound up in our solar system, and they no longer have a mother planet to return to because they destroyed it. So they wish to, you know, be part of the alien takeover of Earth. But they are subservient to these reptilian groups, these Dracos, who are very intelligent, technologically advanced. They can normally exist in a higher dimension, the fifth dimension. However, they can manifest in this dimension. But it's not necessarily comfortable for them. They prefer to exist in their own dimension. However, they are here. And they're now have a program in place. I presume it's worldwide. I just happen to know of cases in this country, but I have to presume it's a worldwide program in which they are genetically, they're impregnating human females with hybrids, which have both a mix of reptilian genes along with the human genes from the mother of the hybrid, and they're planning on replacing the human race with their hybrids, and people in our government, such as the CIA, etc., let's say, working in cooperation with this reptilian group to monitor, surveil, coordinate this hybridization program. And we came in contact with a family in Texas in, I think it was September of last year, who is being victimized in this way. We have seen a number of photos. We've seen a number of video clips taken mostly with a cell phone camera that are remarkable, because very often we can see in the clips phenomena that's not normal at all. We can see aliens, we can see apparitions of alien beings, parts of alien bodies, we can see aliens abusing the children of this family, we see aliens abusing the mother of this family. We have audio in which you can hear voices of both alien beings as well as human handlers, government military people, CIA military people, who are working hand in glove with these alien beings in this hybridization program. And this family is being hugely abused. Usually they have implants in them. They've been, you know, given implants which prevents them from remembering consciously these encounters with these alien beings. They've been, at least the husband in the family has been subjected to mind control programming. So his memories can be manipulated. He can have false screen memories. His memories can be wiped of being tortured, of being abused, etc. However, the mother of the family has been using video cameras, mainly cell phone video cameras, but also conventional video camcorders, to record these events while they're happening, and while she has no conscious memory of what occurred and what was said, when she reads videos that she herself, you know, was responsible for turning on the video recorder, she can both hear and see these events that are recorded. And she has been sending these videos and pictures to me, and we've been talking over the phone for the past four or five months about her situation and how to try to terminate this abuse, how to try to prevent this invasion of their lives in this home by these beings. So
it might be useful to point out to the listening audience that the husband is very skilled in technology with a major communications company.
Yes.
And that the wife is a nurse who worked in a psychiatric hospital where she claimed that children were also being abused there as well.
Yes. She's not a registered nurse in that sense. She was, let's say, more of a aide, a hospital aide, a person who is a very warm and loving individual, particularly with children. She has four children of her own that are living with her. She has had more children than that, but they've been taken from her by the aliens. But she has four of her own, and she's a very warm, loving person. She was working as a, let's say, aide in a hospital in which she observed and was alarmed and troubled by abuse that these children were receiving in this, I guess you can call it sort of a mental health clinic. The patients that she was assigned to were mostly teenage kids who were being abused in this clinic by alien beings, by they were being abused in various ways, and they the hospital staff, the hierarchy of the hospital is perfectly aware that this abuse is taking place, but the official pattern is to A, deny it, and B, for those who among, you know, the workers, the nursing staff, et cetera, those who see it and are alarmed by it and talk about it, they are told to, well, you just sort of have to ignore that and not talk about it, otherwise you might not keep your job for long. So it became apparent to this gal that everyone knew that this abuse was taking place, and it was better to just go along to get along. And if, you know, if you want to keep the check rolling in, then just forget what you're seeing on the monitor, these strange lights, et cetera, that show up in the room, and forget the kids screaming and all that, and forget them. They have like infrared monitors that if some sort of presence it takes place in the room, you know, typically one way to detect a burglar, for instance, in your house is you have an infrared monitor that the heat from the body, causes the monitor to trigger, and that, you know, that alerts you that somebody's there. Well, these infrared monitors are going off. Now, there's not a three-dimensional person in the room, but there's some sort of entity that has some kind of signature that makes a infrared monitor go off, alarm go off. So what they're doing is they're turning off the alarms, they're turning down the brightness on the monitor so they don't see the lights. It's just like official denial. Let's put our heads in the sand and just, we don't see this happening. And she could not go along with that. She was concerned about the abuse of the kids, and she tried her best to assist those kids when they were being assaulted in this way. And she started to go up the chain of command in the clinic and the hospital to bring this to the attention of the higher authorities. And why aren't they doing anything about it? What is this, you know, this fiction that they're playing here, just pretending it doesn't happen? And Well, just like she was told early in the game when she first started to question it, you know, if you don't, you know, just keep your mouth shut, you're not going to keep your job. And sure enough, they looked for an excuse to squeeze her out. They couldn't really find the legitimate one. So they just sort of set it up so they can say she didn't do this and she didn't do that, and they forced her out of the job. And I mean, it was quite a story in and of itself.
Now I have a question, if I can interrupt for a second. When she lost her job, did she and of course it was sometime after that she started reporting to you. You know, I guess she probably found your website looking over the internet for any description of what was happening. Was she abused concurrently with her experience on the job at the hospital, or did this begin after she lost her job?
The phenomena in her home, in which you have to remember, until she contacted me and we began to talk, and I looked at the videos and listened to it, and prior to that, she knew something is weird going on in her family for approximately 11 years. They moved into a house that they purchased 11 years ago. She told me she was just newly married, and she hadn't had any of her children yet. But it started when they moved into this house, and she was thinking demonic spirits, something along those lines. That's all she had to go on. She wasn't, at least in the earliest phases, thinking anything to do with aliens. She was thinking it's just something to do with demonic stuff, and she couldn't really understand why. She's not of that orientation at all. She's a rather, let's say, Christian orientated person, and she didn't know why, but she was experiencing a lot of strange things. So what had happened, so yes, to answer your question, she was within this program, hybridization program, starting with their first child, and these manifestations and this abuse of them, which, mind you, she has no conscious recollection of, because they have the technology to wipe this memory from her conscious memory bank.
Yeah, yet she's exposed to this consciously at her job.
Yeah, she's seeing consciously at her job. Now, it could be, you know, we all have, you know, we're spirit beings inside a human body. So we all have a connection to a much more powerful and knowledgeable part of our soul called the higher self.
Mm-hmm.
Undoubtedly, her higher self played a role in sensitizing her to this abuse. So without necessarily knowing why, when she was at this health clinic hospital in Texas, she even was steered to the job, you know, through, let's say, spirit guides working in the background in order to play some role in trying to interdict into this abuse that's taking place in this hospital, and to perhaps try to rouse the conscience of those other people of that staff there, who know perfectly well this abuse is going on and are denying it and just finding it convenient to pretend it's not happening. You know, so maybe that's why she wound up in that job. I don't know. But she certainly, you know, was aware of it and was bothered by it, and because she whistleblew, essentially, wanted to try to do something to stop it and to, you know, address it, which mm-hmm. they were not doing at all. She was boxed out of the job. And other things happened, too, other negative things. She was intentionally involved in accidents by these negative beings to cause her physical harm. And then, because she's in this program, there's a lot of people in her life that are, let's say, privy to this operation to this woman's life is being monitored daily. So she, for instance, was in this car accident, like I said, that after she told me the circumstances of it, she was intentionally set up to have this accident. It's not the first one she had, by the way. I think she's already had three. In which case, in at least two of them, the car is rolled. The accident was so severe, the vehicle rolled over multiple times. And she, you know, really had, you know, a lot of, concussion-type of impact to her head in these rolling accidents. Well, anyway, she was supposed to collect insurance, and she was, you know, the insurance company still hasn't paid her yet. This big accident happened, I think it was in January of 2009, well over a year ago, and they haven't paid her yet. And she's intentionally being manipulated by the insurance company, by the police, by her insurance representative. The CIA essentially is handling this along with these negative aliens, and they use other people as necessary, FBI, local police, but you know, the bank, let's say, when they want to cause her problems. Recently she had to move, and the bank just, you know, recently created a problem out of the blue on the very weekend they were scheduled to move. They denied them their money, and I won't go into the details, but if you've seen the movie Enemy of the State, which came out a few years ago, what's the name of that actor? You've undoubtedly seen the movie, Don. It's at least 10 or 12 years old. I just can't read. Will Smith.
Okay.
With the actor Will Smith. What happened to him in that movie is that once government goons decide to put the screws to him, his credit card is canceled. I mean, they just box you in, and they have the, you know, capacity to do this, and to, you know, it's hard to escape. The surveillance is incredible. And this guy saw something he wasn't supposed to see. He became privy to information about an assassination of a senator. This is the movie I'm talking about, the plot of the movie. And there's like CIA types who find out that he's aware of this information, and they, you know, put the screws to him to try to kill him. And he's, you know, he tries to escape, and Gene Hackman is the other actor in the movie who becomes aware of this guy's plight and tries to help him. But so anyway, that sort of technology, the box a person is, does exist, and it is in place. And when they want to put the heat on you, they've got it all set up. And this woman and her family have experienced this type of, they're not part of the government in any way. They're law-abiding people. He has a conventional job. She has a conventional job. She works as a preschool, as kind of a teacher. Currently, they're about as average as you can get in terms of what they do. They're not involved in any criminal activity. They're not involved in drugs. They're not involved. They're just normal, you know, let's say perhaps lower middle class family trying to live a normal life. And yet, because they've been chosen to be part of this hybridization program, their life is just a hell. It's a living hell. And this is happening right here in America. And agencies of this government are participating in this torment, torture, and abuse of this woman and her family. They are essentially monitoring it. The aliens themselves are the abusers, if you will, of this woman and her kids. But the whole event is being overseen by humans. I shouldn't say the aliens are exclusively the abusers. I recently found out from someone who has some ability to, let's say, view these events and did do, let's say, a surveillance of what's going on, did say there was a human component who, in fact, were slapping her around, for instance. They have the technology to not be visibly seen there, but they can exert a presence, and they're really just slapping this woman around like she's a slave, an animal. It's just outrageous how they're mistreating this family, and the woman especially, because the mother is most aware of the abuse and who's doing it and why.
And this extends equally to the children, if not more, doesn't it?
The children are being abused. The children are aware that there are human reptilian hybrids, and at least the older ones are aware of it.
And have said so to the mother, right?
Yeah, they said so to the mother, and it doesn't cripple them. They said it, you know, they're very intelligent kids. Actually, they're very warm kids. You got to remember, we're talking about a human with a larger percentage of reptilian genes. The reptilians themselves want to populate Earth with these hybrids in place of the original human inhabitants. And I'm dead serious about this when I'm saying this. This is not hyperbole or misstatement on my part. I'm dead serious about this. Their goal is, and they are well along in this agenda, replacing the entire human race, taking over the planet. Their goal is to simply physically eliminate the vast majority of us. And this is the reason behind the genocide programs. The vaccinations.
Chemtrails.
Chemtrails, right. The wars. The creation of bioengineered diseases, AIDS, etc.
The destruction of the economy is in there.
Right. All of these events were masterminded by the reptilian aliens, and they input this agenda through their hybrids. One of their hybrids is the guy who's calling himself the President of the United States, for instance. 70% of the United States Senate are alien reptilian hybrids. That is why the Senate, the U.S. Senate, and the House of Representatives has been selling out the American people and the Constitution for the past 3-4 decades or so to such an alarming degree, because they are traitors. They are infiltrators who are working on behalf of these this takeover group. We're calling it the New World Order, and that's an old term that they, you know, were using during the Nazi era, but it still applies today. And we call these elites who are installing this takeover agenda the Illuminati. That's true, but the actual top tier planners and orchestrators of this are these reptilian aliens. They are at the very top.
And for our listeners, what they've done basically is they've implanted their own in all these secret societies, all the governments of the world,
and
the businesses as well.
Right.
In fact,
right.
You can turn on your TV and look at your favorite TV anchor, and you're looking at one of them.
Yes, right.
And that's not an exaggeration.
Yes, before they switched over television signal to an all-digital signal, when we still had what's called analog TV, there were many clips taken from TV shows that were posted on YouTube that showed these really weird anomaly of Fox News reporters or Fox TV morning hosts like Steve, whatever his name is, I forgot, Good Morning LA, that crew.
Steve Edwards.
Steve Edwards and the
Dorothy
and the
Lucy,
women,
Jillian Buffer,
yes, right.
and
those people are shape shifting human reptilian hybrids, and they have on a number of occasions experienced this shape shifting phenomena on camera. People have recorded the clips and they put it up on YouTube, and I suppose I haven't looked in a year or two, but
they're still there.
I suppose they're still there, right? You just put in a YouTube search, look for
shape shifting
reptilians, that sort of thing. These clips will show up, and you'll see old Steve Edwards there, his face distorting, the gals particularly. And my God, there were some clips there that their face hugely distorted.
Even Jenna Bush.
Jenna Bush was interviewed, and she also shapeshifts because she is one of these hybrids, as you know, most of the Bushes are, so we have to realize that this agenda is in place, and I'm really concerned that we have a lot of people in the country who, like that young woman there at the beginning of the clip, who was in denial about the ships and you're looking for, grasping for ludicrous notions to justify, you know, they're only lights, they're colored lights, they're doing color light shows.
And you notice they have to counter the story. They're doing a news. Let's carry the logic just for a moment. Imagine that they're reporting this massive traffic accident, okay?
Yes.
And they're showing the vehicles piled up, a chain reaction, on the freeway, okay?
Right.
And there's 20 people dead, and people are running around screaming, ambulances, and then they bring the person on to say, this didn't even happen. There's nothing here. This is all special effects.
Right.
That's a parallel. Now, someone can say, oh, well, that's not fair to make that comparison. Absolutely, it's fair to make it, because if it's in the realm of one's experience, because that person was not there to see it, doesn't make it not so.
Yeah.
That's the simple thing. And that's the method of propaganda. That's how they cover their tracks, is to have some person who knows nothing about the topic come out and say, well, that just couldn't happen. You know, it was this. What qualifies that person to tell us what a light show is over Lake Erie? Do you know how that woman is saying that the lights went 30 miles from Canada over the sky in Cleveland, I mean, over a frozen lake on top of it. I mean, who would be interested in a light show in the middle of the night?
Right, exactly. And that's...
In the freezing cold weather, come on.
Yeah, that is usually how, you know, the news... particularly at Fox News, is shaped. It's along those, you know, completely unbelievable, illogical, unsubstantiated type denials. Okay, well, anyway, I'm just to continue, though, on this notion that there was a lady, I want to get this in before we get too far towards the end of the show. There was a lady who just came to my attention about a week or so ago, or perhaps less. There's a man who has a website in England. His name is John. And the name of the website is whale.2. And he's got a lot of very good information. He's been posting information from my website for probably 10 years. I think he started to post info on, you know, articles and things I posted to my website. He's reposted it from around 2000 on.
Are you spelling whale.2 just for our listeners?
WHALE.TO.
Okay.
And it's probably .com after that. Anyway, he sent me a notice of a news item that appeared in a newspaper, I guess out of Nassau, Bahamas, in October of last year, October 2009, that reporting of the that reported on a drowning of a woman by the name of Jenny Gospel, a British woman, and the newspaper item made it seem like it was an accidental drowning, and they, you know, her body was discovered, and they picked her up, and they arranged for her mother to, you know, to take the body back, and it was just reported as that, you know, just a this person unfortunately, you know, had a drowning accident and died, and it and then he also sent me a copy of PDF copy of a book called The Body Snatchers, written by a woman by the name of Susan Reed. It was a day or two later after I got the book and the newspaper notice from John that I discovered that Jenny Gospel and Susan Reed were one and the same woman. Susan Reed was a pen name of Jenny Gospel. So the lady who died, about 44 years old or so, in Nassau last October of what is reported as a drowning accident, was actually Susan Reed, the author of this book called The Body Snatchers. And I printed out the book, printed out the 74 pages, and I read it. And I'm almost at the end of it. I'm perhaps up to page 60 now. But it contains a great deal of what I think is very important revelatory information on the nature of these reptilian alien beings. She had a very close relationship with a, well, let's say she was involved with a reptilian alien, a human, reptilian-human hybrid being for about 4 years. She identifies him by the name of Brian. She originally met him in Spain. And anyway, she got into an intimate relationship with him, and she gleaned a great deal of information from him about who reptilians are, what they do, what their agenda is, as well as other reptilian aliens who were associated with this man who she's calling Brian. And she documents this information in this online book. I sent a copy to you. You've got to read a good part of it. It's a little bit daunting to read in some areas, because while the woman is a very intelligent person, a reasonably good writer, she's not necessarily a professional writer. So some words are misspelled, and her sentence structure is not as good as it ought to be. But nevertheless, what she has to say is, I think, very important, because she gives you tremendous insights into the mindset and, most important, into the agenda of this reptilian group that I'm referring to, this very same group who are harassing and tormenting this family in Texas that we're talking about. And they tell this woman very clearly, we're taking over this planet, and we're getting rid of you, meaning humans. The only people we want on this planet are our own, meaning full-blooded reptilians and, more importantly, the hybrids. Because the full-blooded reptilians, as I mentioned earlier in the show, are first having trouble reproducing their full-blooded species simply because they've lost the ability to do it on this planet. The full-blooded reptilians begin life as an egg, as do, you know, animal reptilians on native to this earth. And the females that the reptilians had available to them to act as mothers who lay eggs, reptilian eggs, no longer exist on this earth. So they decided to continue their species that they must hybridize their genes with humans so they can adapt to the human environment they could reproduce sexually and have a offspring that's delivered live, as mammals deliver a live child. And this is the plan they have in place. And this hybridization program that this Texas family is subject to is sort of, let's say, the early experimental phases of perhaps working out the kinks in this hybridization process. So this book, The Body Snatchers, these reptilian beings are explaining this very agenda to this woman. And I'm seeing the parallels to what is being explained in that book, that this family in Texas is in, you know, is enduring.
Mm-hmm. And we want to stress that this is backed up by photographic and video evidence. This is not some outlandish claim that this woman is making.
No, absolutely not. And the day will come when the photographs and the videos, et cetera, will be available on my website, and undoubtedly others will copy them and distribute them around. No, it's there's no doubt about it. It's clear. Nothing ambiguous about it. It's very clear what's taking place, and the presence is easily seen in the videos. You can see this woman being abused in the videos.
And you can see also the victims in this case morphing into a different physical appearance.
Yes. As we said, there are hybrids, and what's happening is that under certain conditions, their physical appearance is shifting towards this reptilian appearance. And sometimes... And of course, the children involved are unaware of why this is happening to them. They're, as you just said, they are victims of it. So yes, they are shifting, but they're unaware of it. It's caught on the camera, and it's not physically seen. For instance, in the eyes of the mother, she is not seeing the kids morphing into this. It's being caught on the camera. And then when you look at the camera recording, then you see the changes, okay? So that's important to understand, that the parents aren't seeing their children physically change in front of their eyes. Now, I don't know why this is. This is just guesswork on my part. Digital cameras can capture a higher spectrum of frequency than analog cameras can. Just like a digital photograph will capture UFOs, it'll capture aliens, all kinds of strange phenomena that a film camera will not record.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that makes sense to me is that the digital camera has the ability to capture a wider band of frequencies. And that these phenomena with these reptilians, who, remember, normally reside in the fifth dimension, it's a higher frequency band, but can lower themselves to manifest in the third dimension.
Now, you and I, Ken, have both done a lot of analysis on photographs, especially political figures, and we can spot a fake in a heartbeat. And certainly I've done that in a lot of my research. And what I notice about the photographs and the video that's been produced, this lady doesn't have the wherewithal, the means through which to perform any trick photography, and the photographs do not contain the anomalies that we see in these political compilations that are put out in place of a certificate of live birth,
yes,
for example, and bogus stories that can be debunked. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're stressing that this is the real deal here.
Yeah, it's the real deal. And this lady, when she began to this process of trying to capture these events on video, so she'd have some record of to prove what she's sensing is going wrong. But the most valuable thing to her is that by making these recordings, some part of her higher self is seeing to it that this camera is turned on, and in many instances, she's holding the camera in one hand, pointing it towards herself. In other instances, she props the cell phone camera up on a desk or on a, you know, a counter or on a corner of the bed against a pillow, so it's pointing to her or pointing to the kids. Now, I have to stress that she does not remember this abuse while it is happening. She doesn't recall it consciously. So the next thing you might say, well, if she can't remember the event, how is it she's holding a camera in her hand, recording herself while these events are taking place against her? And the only thing I could say or imagine is it's some part of her higher self is directing her to help her recognize this, you know, torment that she's going through, and to help her reveal it, and to help her try to have a way to stop it.
Yes.
That's the only thing I can conclude.
I've come to the same conclusion, exactly, that her higher self is basically
is aiding her,
warning
yeah.
her and right. you know, telling her and even giving her the means through which to do this. She's holding
yes.
one cell phone in
right.
one hand, and the other cell phone is taking a picture of the screen of the first cell phone.
Yes, that was necessarily only because her handlers, her controllers, the government's groups, CIA principally, but others probably, you know, they're often intertwined, probably Homeland Security, CIA, FBI, they kind of work together to, let's say, surveil and harass these people in various ways. They install their plants where they work. For instance, this lady has a person who was hired on about less than 2 months ago at the school she works at. Based on the conduct of this individual, she's certainly a plant. She's a government plant. There's no question about it. And it just happens, to make it even, to put the knife a little deeper, this Texas family recently moved out of the house that they own and had been occupying for a little over 11 years to a rental because there was so much alien intrusion and abuse in the house they lived in. She was determined to get out of there because these aliens and their government helpers opened all kinds of portals into their homes so these aliens could just pour in and out. It was an infestation. It's the only way you can describe it. They thoroughly infested that house.
Yes.
And there's all kinds of portals there. So they to get away from it, to get away from this abuse, this nightly abuse, the rapes and so forth, they for a while were going to hotel rooms. And while they weren't free of the abuse, the severity of it, the intensity of it, the length of it, greatly reduced when they went to a hotel. And in fact, what happens is that the government ops who are surveilling them enter their room during the middle of the night, and I'm talking about humans, you know, in all black outfits, ninja-type outfits, wearing these, what do they call it, night vision goggles over their eyes, you know, entered the room because one of the children woke up, was at least awake, to see these operatives in their hotel room in the middle of the night, going through their dresser, their drawers, what they were doing, I have no idea, but they were definitely in the room, and the child told the mother the next morning, and she described these two people in these black pajamas, you know, the very young child, the way she described it, who had cameras on their eyes. And I told the lady, I said, that's probably night vision stuff. And she says, oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. So, you know, so this is a full-scale operation against this family. And, I'm outraged that humans are participating in this.
Well, this is going to be a developing story. We're out of time, Ken, but I want to give you a brief moment to make a closing remark.
Yes.
Maybe an appeal to those that have experienced something like that to contact you, or
they can contact me. I mean, I don't have the resources to let's say deal with everyone who's being abused in this way, but I certainly would like to. If you're suffering in this manner, you can let me know about it. And if you're having parallel, occurrences in your life, then yeah, we'd like to know about it. I'm going to be putting this book, this online book called The Body Snatchers by Susan Reed, on my website within a day or so. So by time, let's say, people hear an audio archive of this show, it should be on my site. It'll probably be on the current news page under of special interest. I have a categories at the top in which I have featured articles, and I have another section called of special interest. And I think I'll put it right there near the top of my current news page so people can download it. People need to read this woman's book. It's very, very important. It does give you a huge leap in information as to what who the reptilians are and what they are up to. So you should look for that book. It's called The Body Snatchers, and it will be on my website on the current news page. The website's name is educate-yourself.org. Educate-yourself.org. Any other spelling is not going to work. If you don't put the hyphen or dash between the words educate and yourself, you won't come to my website. You'll come to somebody else's website. I should have, in earlier years, gotten domain names for all the variations on my two words, educate yourself, because I've since had plenty of people who are capitalizing on the success of my website's name,
and they're trying to mimic it,
right? So many of these websites actually have what they, you know, are pretending to be alternative health information. In other words, they're trying to pretend to be my website to try to get readers who are really searching for me. So there's only one website address that will work. Educate-yourself.org. Nothing else will get you to my website. That one address only is the one that will get you to me.
Well, it's kind of funny because when I first came out with my website, directlightproductions.com, you would get a website where they were selling lamps and light bulbs. So,
oh, I see.
Okay. That's the best they could come up with at the time, I guess. Well, Ken, we're out of time, but I want to let the listening audience know you will be with us next Wednesday. So I look forward to that. Maybe we can continue this discussion and take it a few steps further.
Okay, thank you.
I want to thank you for all the really unique information that you brought to the table, your perspective on what's going on. And I assure the listeners, you're not exaggerating. I've seen these photographs and the videos, and this is really happening. They haven't made the software to create these special effects that are documented. So,
okay, thanks, Tom.
I wish you a great night, Ken.
Thanks.
Folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and tonight's special guest, Ken Adachi. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com for broadcasting Evident Footprints. And we'd like to thank Don Newsom for the sound tonight, as well as Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be former U.S. Marine Drew Malone Raines III. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.